Hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play things that I think are good and or interesting. The thing that I did just play was The Thing by Pixies. I couldn't tell you a single thing about that song besides that it's good. I wouldn't call myself the biggest Pixies connoisseur, but that one's good. If like maybe that's controversial, but I'm willing to die on that hill that one Pixies song is good. Okay, I got some fun music to play. I think we're gonna laugh, we're gonna cry, and overall just have a arguably good time. So I'm not gonna stall any longer. I'm just gonna play some music, and we'll check in periodically. Okay. See you in a bit.
I fought in a war, and I left my friends behind me to go looking for the enemy, and it wasn't very long before I would stand with another boy in front of me, and a corpse that just fell into me with the bullets flying round. And I reminded myself of the words you said when we were getting on, and I bet you're making shells back home for a steady boy to wear round his neck while it won't hurt to think of you. If you're waiting for this letter to arrive, because I'll be here quite a while. I fought in a war, and I left my friends behind me to go looking for the enemy, and it wasn't very long before I found out that the sickness beyond the bedsit infamy of a decade gone before. I reminded myself of the words you said we were getting on, and I bet you're making shells back home for a steady man to wear round his neck while I wanted to think of you, as if you're waiting letter to unwrite, because I'll be here quite a thank you.
story of one Cambridge boy who, despite all his privileges, felt betrayed by the world. He saw destruction in every corner of his life. He lost all he thought he could ever love. So he fell to his knees and asked God, "Why must you punish me? I'm far too handsome to not be in magazines." But God said nothing to me, so I resigned to my room and scrolled weeping to the bottom of my Instagram. I clicked furiously through every one of my tagged photos and learned nothing about myself. I asked every girl I'd ever slept with to rate my performance, and the results were horrifying. I watched Mad Max Fury Road with my mother to learn what masculinity means. I read the top 12 pieces of relationship advice from How I Met Your Mother on BuzzFeed. I threw out my 2-in-1 and bought separate shampoo and conditioner. I listened to Jerskyn Fendrick's every day for a month. I Googled myself so many times I started trending. I read back my love letters to southeastern French villages and knew that I was really just writing about you. I was so busy trying to understand who I was that I forgot my dog's birthday. I'm sorry, Dylan. I woke up every day and had to re-remember all that had been taken from me. Like the whole of Groundhog Day combined with just the second half of 50 First Dates. And in one moment, I never felt more like I wanted to die in my life. And in the next moment, I never felt more like I needed to try in my life. To be who I knew I could be. To be an outrageous rock and roll icon. To be a masterful lover. To be the best dressed guy in this Shoreditch venue. To be on the cover of So Young magazine in collage form. To be a well-regarded DJ of rare techno on vinyl only. To be the hero of my own childhood dreams. So I put on fresh socks and a Kanye West album and went to find my next calling, to turn the page in the book of my life. I bought a coffee table book about minimalism and a new sweater. I cut my own hair badly and started using face scrub. I unfollowed every girl who posted pictures of healthy meals and every girl who posted pictures of happy meals. I'm sorry, Henry. I gave myself a hilarious name on Facebook. I pretended to not know who Lil Yachty was. I told everyone I met that I'd never seen Black Mirror. I threw out my bed frame and put my mattress on the floor. I destroyed my AeroPress and started drinking instant coffee. I acted like I knew nothing about craft beer. I bitched about every group in South London. I'm sorry, sorry. And as I started to define myself purely by the things I hated, I knew I'd become the antithesis of my 2016 manifesto. I was so lost in my plight to exist that I forgot to live and I forgot to love. So learn from me, children. Be better than I am. Vanity plagues me, but it's not too late for you. I love you. Good night. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, jeez. We just listened to Diamond Stuff by Black Midi. Right before that was Theme from Failure, Part 1 by The Guest. And right before that was I Fought in a War by Belle and Sebastian. Shout out Belle and Sebastian. I don't really have anything else to say. I associate with this song, if anybody remembers the dragon pizza beef with that happened this summer, it dropped when I was listening to this song, and so now I associate. That's a niche. I'm sorry, that's like not relevant. But there's the intro to that goes crazy with the I think it's a bass maybe, I don't know, with the burner near 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 near. I don't know. It's good. It's good. Theme from Failure, Part 1. For those who don't know, that's by the guy, Isaac Wood, who used to be the frontman for Black Country New Road. But he left the band, unfortunately. This song is, I think, even before Black Country New Road. Or it's like, at the very least, before he left the band. I forget exactly when it was released. I don't have much to say about it besides that it's so funny. Recently I've been thinking about the line whenever anything goes mildly wrong for me, where he's like, why God, why must you punish me? I think about that all the time. I keep saying it to myself. It's, I've no real comments about this song besides the fact that it's so funny and that it rules. And then finally, Diamond Stuff by Black Midi. The payoff of that song at the end goes insane. The instrumental, I don't know how they did that. I was looking at the credits, like the song credits, the amount of instruments they just have there at the end. There's like organ and an egg shaker, which I think those two probably play equal roles here. But fun fact, I listened to that song on repeat for several hours the other day working on an essay, just this in the background. And, you know, in a real way, I think it had a very zen effect. A zen effect, I think, is what people say often. You can... Do not quote me on that, actually. Do not quote me. You cannot quote me. Yeah. Okay. I have more music to play. I know you all were worried, but don't worry. More tunes will be heard via the songs I'm about to play. That didn't make sense. Okay. I am not on my radio A game today, but that's okay because I'm going to stop talking and we're going to listen to music. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Odysseus in the palm trees, being held captive on the island. Follow and hear the tale that follows. Doesn't anybody want to catch me? Doesn't anybody want me? He said, follow the wild dark sea and call them. Up here, can you hear me, please? Baby, please, I give you everything.
Hello again. We just listened to We Tigers by Animal Collective. Right before that was Sikwon Dong 2008. I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. Before that was Black on Black on Black by Frog. Shout out Frog. And right before that was Tibet by Rose McDowell. I'm going to be real. I know absolutely nothing about Rose McDowell. That song was recommended to me on Spotify. And I was like, you know what? This is a quaint pop song, and it's awesome. And I listened to it, and I was like, yeah, the world, the Medford area in the hours of 1 to 2 a.m. has got to hear this song. And what do you know? You guys got to hear it. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll listen to more of Rose McDowell's stuff. Maybe it's awesome. Maybe this is her worst song. Who knows? But I enjoyed it. Frog, Black on Black on Black. I am number one Frog fan. This is their new single released last Friday for their new album, I think, coming out November 17th, if my noggin is working correctly. This song is so good. I heard it and I was like, yo, Frog did it again. If you are not on the Frog train, I'm begging you, please get on the Frog train. You know, it's not too crowded. You can get on this. I promise you, this train is worth it. They have so much good stuff. Like, they should be bigger. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those guys who's like, guys, get on this band. But you have to get on Frog. I'm telling you. Oh my God, they're so good. I feel like I talk about Frog like every other week where I'm like, guys. But I'm being serious. Please get on the Frog train. That's all I have to say about that. Also, the song just rules. It's so good. It is so good. I feel like I'm saying that a lot today. I think good is my word of the day. It's a really important word to me right now, evidently. Mookie Mookie Man Man Su's song. I learned this song, or I heard of this song for the first time, like the beginning of the summer. I think this is like the only album they have. The album's called 2012. It was released in, if you guessed 2012, you'd be right. And I have no idea who these people are, besides the fact that they're Korean, and that this album is like kind of fun. I hate fake genres. This album has been described as freak folk. That's not real. Like, you guys made that up. That's like, name five other albums that you'd call freak folk. It's not real. But it's a fun listen if you want to get into it. I think this song was the highlight for me. It's kind of like addicting. I don't know why. The vocals are great. I can't put my finger on why I'm into that song so much. But I listened to that thing on repeat over the summer. It was a good one. If you go to my summer playlist for those on the in, my Spotify, that's like number one. Cause it rocks. Sorry, sue me. And then finally, We Tigers by Animal Collective. That's from their album Sung Tongues. I've been on a crazy Animal Collective kick recently. If you were there for me last week, I played Fireworks. That was sick. And today I played We Tigers. So I've been listening to a lot of Sung Tongues as well, the album the song's from, as I just said 20 seconds ago. It's a good time. They were, excuse me for saying, they were in their bag. Excuse me. Excuse me as well is a very polite way to avoid things. But you know, you cannot avoid this PSA I'm about to read. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you. That was so beautiful. Please do not get mauled by a bear. I literally told you how not to, so you cannot anymore. Just next time you're in the forest, remember what good old Noah said, and you'll be all set. Okay, I'll stop talking now. I want to play the music that I picked, so we're going to listen to it. It's going to be good. Okay. Bye, gang.
Didn't I say to you not to reason? It was never gonna stay. It was never gonna stay here. You're like the moon in a basket of wheat. You rose out of the roses right under my mouth. And if I would cry from this petty little town, shine back, we will notice, though you never owed us. So passionately painted we met to descend from the bleachers without much more than a promise. Well, you got it in your guts, stinking. I could taste it in your paint when you left and when you came. And I could remark upon that old feeling, but that won't make it remarkable. mouth, like a loop around the block, like a shadow in your notebook. Oh, come on, it's based in rhyme, doesn't matter. Now we pause the tape for some laughter. I won't accept the conceit any further. I will return it to you.
Hey again. We just listened to Orange by Pinegrove. Right before that was Desire by Ott. And right before that was How Can You Be So Sure by Radiohead. That's low-key a Radiohead deep cut. I can't even really tell what the release was for. It came with when Fake Plastic Trees came out, which was with The Bends. But this is terrible. I did some reading on it because I was curious where this came from. And I think it was like from the Pablo Honey era. They just never released it. And you can kind of tell. I feel like it sounds like a song where they're like, we got to get on the radio. Radiohead. It feels like a song where they're like, we got to get on the radio right now. But it's good. I would have put it on the radio. And that's just me, though. I'm just some guy. I also read that this is like the only Radiohead song with female vocal backing. And the girl, the female vocalist in question, her name was Diane Swan, which is a crazy name. I really hope that's her real name. Diane Swan. That's like top 10 name. That's so sick. Okay. I don't really have much else to say about that besides that Diane Swan is a cool name. And How Can You Be Sure by Radiohead is a, dare I say it, cool song. Desire by Ott. I feel like I've been saying this a lot today, but I know nothing about this band. I know they're from Montreal, and I know this song was released in 2018. But that's all I got for you. That is all that's in my noggin about this song. I think the guy's voice is kind of fun. And I don't know, like, this song is another one where you just like gotta bop your head. Like, I hear the song and my head is going nuts. It is back and forth. Like, you would not believe the way my head is rocking back and forth to that song. I have nothing else to say about it. It's cool. It's cool. Cool is morphed into my new word. That's fun. And then finally, Orange by Pinegrove. Shout out to the climate crisis. Because that's what that's about. Can't believe it was like 80 degrees last weekend. I think that's a good sign. Looks like we're in the clear, guys. I think we beat it. Global warming, no more. We did it. We can go back to doing exactly what we're doing now. We did it. Gonna pat myself on the back for humanity. I got nothing there. It's a fun little song. Apparently they wrote it like that when the California wildfires were going on and everything was orange. That was crazy. Poor okay, actually, no, I'll say it. Poor California. That must have been tough. I'm giving my sympathy for something that happened 3 years ago. That's about it for me. I got one more song to play, but it's probably going to take up the rest of the time. I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of Foxtrot. If you're like, man, I got to listen to the show more often, I'm here every other week, 1 to 2 a.m., but sometimes I'm in other places subbing, so maybe you'll hear me around. But again, this has been Foxtrot. Come listen every other Thursday, 1 to 2 a.m. It's a good way to start your day or end your day, depending on what your vibe is. I'm not going to, you know, judge. So yeah, we're about to listen to Runnin' by Otis. Yeah. This is Noah, and you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great Thursday, and enjoy the rest of your week, or 2 weeks, if I never see you until this time in 2 weeks. That was so clunky. Okay, goodbye.
Expression you were wearing of emotional pain, like anybody struggling to keep himself sane. I'll run with you, brother, in the midnight rain, when we run out of track on the glory train. I will go running with you, running in the Georgian night. We together will be better than me. Together we surrender. Thank you. slow. I wonder, dear brother, is it well with your soul? If the Lord is the shepherd, will the sheep never know? I will go running with you, running in the Texan night. We together will be better than me. Together we surrender to fight. You woke up drunk on the kitchen floor the day your daddy died. He didn't drink anymore. You gave up the beer, but you still got the fear. I'm terrified with you, brother. Now I'm here. Walked out the hospital and I got